All right, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Cafe Chat. I'm Frances J, and I'm very excited to be here on this Monday night with All Cows Eat Grass. What's up, you guys?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I am so freaking happy. Well, you guys know I was happy. I was happy as hell when I saw you in North Carolina at the Art of Cool Festival. I was like, yes! So that was awesome concert. Congratulations on your album as well.
Thank you so much.
And so can you guys just go through and introduce yourselves, each one of you, say your names and whatever, so they can get to see, know who you are?
Yeah, I'm Renika Ray. I play aux keys.
I'm Jeff Coran. I'm a percussionist.
And I'm T. Brown, keys.
Awesome. And you guys are all Cows Eat Grass. Can you tell everyone a little bit about yourselves? Because I knew Jeff back in the day when you were with Jaspex, right?
Yeah, so the cool thing, so I was the manager and the A&R for Jaspex, and T Brown was the producer and keyboard for Jaspex, and Renika was one of our A&Rs. That's kind of how everything started with ACEG. T and I grew up together. We've been knowing each other. We're from Memphis, and so we've been knowing each other since we were 11. And we grew up playing in bands together. You know, from the age of 11 on, and when T went to college, we went to Morehouse. He was working with Jaspex and putting out those records. And he was in school at Tennessee, and so I would book Jaspex to come to Tennessee. And you know, we just kind of developed a natural kind of working relationship on the Jaspex tip. And I came to Atlanta and started helping A&R in the last couple of Jaspex records. And from there, we met Renika, who helped us on a lot of product management. Project management, a lot of A&Ring, and you know, she did a tour with Jaspex, and so we kind of went from there. And in 2011, you know, we started ACEG. I mean, you know, essentially just kind of we caught a vibe. You know, you kind of spend a number of years with each other. We stayed together, so the idea of, you know, kind of just listening to music together and just kind of exploring music naturally. The three of us have different but similar. We're all three Tennessee kids, and so we have a cool vibe about what we think of music. And so it was great being able to bounce off of each other, staying in the house. And, you know, out of that, you know, the first three tunes off our first EP kind of just came to birth kind of organically. He was able to kind of combine what we were, like, playing in the house with what he was feeling in his soul. And, you know, the first EP, and they just kind of popped out for a couple of years. They kept, you know, three EPs popped out in a couple of years. And so by the time we paid attention, you know, we had an album. We had a career. We had three songs per EP. We had nine songs. And so by the time we looked up, it was like, wow, okay, well, I guess we got this band, All Kinds of Grass. Yeah, we're a band. It was really that, you know, just trying to adhere to Terrence's genius, you know, from their standpoint of trying to facilitate, you know, his ideas.
What I really love about All Cows Eat Grass is that you guys have, to me, a very distinctive sound. And what made me even happier is I'd already been kind of digging, you know, the first EP, and then I was the second one. I'm like, oh my God, this is like really dope. But what I loved, and I've told everyone, is that you guys sound amazing live. Sometimes I've always felt like it's hard to translate a good album, especially electronic type music, into a live show. But you guys really do that very well. I mean, is there some little secret going on? I mean, this is dope. You guys are dope live.
No secret for us. The one thing that's really important and fun to me, like when we're performing, it's great being on stage with my friends, and I'm really having fun with my friends. And that's the energy that we want to translate in our show as well as in our music.
And so the name, of course, everybody wants to know, why do you call yourselves All Cows Eat Grass?
I think that's my question.
Yes.
The name comes from, originally it comes from like a mnemonic device used to teach kids how to read music. Basically, like the notes on the bass clef, the spaces on the bass clef of a music staff are ACEG. And music teachers have always said all these different things, but one that stuck with me that they used to say is all cows eat grass is a way to remember ACEG as the spaces on the bass clef. And so it stuck with me. And over time, we were thinking about naming this music that we were creating. And it just kind of came up. And it has such a metaphorical meaning to me as well. It kind of just pointed out how common everyone is, how we are all certainly alike in some regard, in more regards than we seem to realize sometimes. So yeah, that's it.
So what we normally like to do is play something, you know, off. We'll play a song to kind of get people acclimated to you, and I have quite a bit of your music loaded up. So I'm gonna let you guys pick whatever song you want me to lead off with tonight that you'd like for the people to hear.
Daydream.
Yeah, I love Daydream. Daydream. Okay, cool. All right, let me grab that. I just pulled all of it. I was like, I'm going to pull every song that I have by them and just put it up. And that's what I did. So,
thank you.
Daydream. Oh, I love that song. So hold on, let me get it. In the meantime, Renika, what's it like being the only girl in this situation?
What's it like? It's great for me. I mean,
yeah.
These are my guys. They took me in when I came down to attend Spelman College. And, of course, I have that sense where I feel like the little sister. But it's more than that. They're genuinely like my friends, my mentors. I learned so much from them. It's super cool. I don't feel like I poke out or anything. Mm-hmm.
You don't poke out at all. You fit right in. Well, let's go ahead and play Daydream, and then we'll be right back, and we'll continue speaking with All Cows Eat Grass right here on Cafe Chat. Guys, we were just chatting and the record went smooth off. I'm like, oh crap. So anyway, yes, we love that song. Hope you guys liked it too. And I'm letting everybody know, hold on, Okay, so we have some questions that people are asking in our group. We have a Facebook group. It's got about 30,000 people in it. And they're posting questions, so I'm going to ask you a couple. How about that?
All right.
And by the way, happy birthday, Renika.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday. They have a big post. There's a post in the group with a big birthday thing for you. So Dee Dee wants to know, what is the significance of the gold footwear, shoes, boots, et cetera?
So one of our mentors, one of our really great friends, is George Escovel. He's a shoemaker out of California, out of L.A. He's been supporting us over the last several years, and he makes our shoes. And, you know, we went into his shop, and he was like, yo, I think gold. I think the first thing he made was, like, gold loafers for T and I. And he made some gold shoes for Renika. And so it's something to just stand out. I think we're really big fans of P-Funk. And so, like, it became, like, you know, you always looked at whether it was the boots or the shoes. It was always one. You're not really flashy people, you know, but we always talk about gold and denim, like, you know, very classy.
Real fly.
Real, you know, real fly, like, just trying to be, like, understated. But the gold is always something that, you know, you see gold and, you know, we from Memphis, so, like, you had a whole Isaac Hayes with the gold, you know, Cadillac, like, you know, the gold grill on the Cadillac. And so the shoes are kind of like the gold grill, like something that's kind of stated but understated at the same time. So shout out to George for the kicks, man. But yeah, that's you know, it's just a little flair, a little Memphis flair, a little Tennessee flair, a little blue suede shoes, but go.
Right? But look, speaking of Memphis, I don't think that people would expect to hear this sound up from people from Memphis.
That's funny, man. I think that's one thing you talk about. Like, people say, you spend a lot of time over the last couple of years trying to define the sound. And I think that at a certain point, we just have to notice. It's Memphis music, man. Like, you start listening to, you know, Isaac Hayes and, you know, everything from Elvis to, you know, to Orlando Draper to 3-6 Mafia. You know, it's a gumbo. You know, we call it the birthplace of the home of the blues, the birthplace of rock and roll. And so it's a lot of spectrums. And you know, it has a big hip-hop kind of influence. So, you know, for us, it's trying to make the next generation of Memphis music, Tennessee music. You listen to records like Daydream. It has a real folk kind of, you know, folk electric, folk kind of, you know, storytelling kind of thing. So I think that we really try to represent Memphis music in a very strong way, and something that one can see, you know, that can see overtly and kind of covertly, and something that we, you know, something we really try to elevate. So.
Well, Oliver says he's glad y'all did the gold shoes and not the gold fronts.
I can't afford them yet, but yeah, they may come. Sooner or later, they may happen. Don't be disappointed.
Right? You got to match. We got to match.
Exactly. See, you got to coordinate. You got to coordinate.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So on this new album, what can we expect? Is it, you know, are you guys going to be one of those bands that's like consistent with your sound? Or are you going to change it up? Or are we going to hear something different from you guys on the new album coming up next year?
I don't think we want to give too much away, but there is a development, obviously. I mean, we have had another year or so together, and so it's made for more development as a band, and we've been performing live a little more, so that has had its influence on the album. So you'll feel it. I think it'll be great.
So I have another comment from in the group. Tasha wants to know, what made you guys decide to make the cow on your covers male?
there's not rationale.
It wasn't much of a choice or a decision.
You know what's funny? I didn't even realize it was male or female. I just like a cow.
It's a cow. It's not even.
We didn't even name the cow, to be honest. Somebody else, one of our friends, named the cow. So there's a development thing that comes with, like, you know, branding the band, and we just kind of chose what kind of fell into our laps, really, to be honest.
So they're posting questions fast now. DeAndre wants to know, with such an untraditional sound to come out of Memphis, what would you say that Memphis waited for other audiences to appreciate your art first, or did they take to you guys right away?
As far as, like, actually Memphis?
Like your home base.
Oh, no, it's always been cool in Memphis, man. Memphis is the best. And we ain't got no fans nowhere else. We got too many cousins.
The thing about it, like Memphis, man, the thing that you love about Memphis is that people, you have lifers, like multi-generational. You don't move that far away from home. And when you grow up, you grow up with like an instrument in your hand or a song in your heart and some type of sport that you kind of play. Like, you know, we really, like, our parents know each other. You know, our parents' parents know each other. It's one of those places where, you know, like Atlanta, where you have the Joneses and the Browns and the Corans, and you have these different families or whatever, to where, you know, everybody supports everybody. So, I mean, that's the cool thing about home, is that whatever you're doing, if you ain't killing nobody, people kind of supportive of what you're doing. Yeah. Like, the murder rate is pretty high. They're so, you know, like, you know, people just happy that we not jumping in their window. Like, I mean, they may sound kind of whatever, but, like, people are real supportive in Memphis because they know how many talented people have gotten killed in the streets. Like, that's just kind of
real.
And so, you know, I mean, if you can make it out of Memphis, that means you have done something. So, you know, we always get so much support from our city, man. It's, you know, like, they the ones that understand exactly what it is we try to do. A lot of our friends are doing amazing things in different parts. And then, you know, we feed off of it. So, I mean, you know, it's easy to get support in Memphis.
That's awesome. So let's play a song. Can I pick it?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, man, of course.
I mean, I like every song on here, to be honest with you. But when I'm DJing, I usually go for Wanna Bay. So let's talk about that before I play it.
Wanna Be.
Is it Wanna Be?
Yeah, Wanna Be, like Beyonce.
Oh, you know, I don't know what what it says, but I thought it was like Beyonce. Okay, so how did that song come about? I've been dying to ask you.
Wow. How did it come
out? I mean, what made you guys just sit around and just write that song? It's dope.
You had the hook. T had the hook.
Come on, T. What was it?
You had the hook, and so then, I mean, well, the thing was, the funny thing about the song is that it didn't really exist. Like, T was like, yeah, I got this beat, and he played the beat, and we were like, yo, this kind of James, like, well, yeah, the hook is she just want to be cool with Beyonce. And we were like, oh, wow, that's a great subject. I could write off of that. Like, we could write, like, we could, and so everything kind of came from there. Like, you know, it's a cool, I mean, for us, parody is a very strong word, because I respect, like, rap, and I love the story of it, is that it's really about how guys trying to approach women, and it's not pretty, like, it's just a night at the club where a guy's trying to get.
It's like the dating scene.
Yeah, it's like
the dating scene. And one thing, I love that song and the creative process that went into it. But, like, yeah, T had the track, and we really just sat there and rode around. She just wanted to be cool with Beyonce, because everyone knows girls love Beyonce.
And, I mean, I guess
that's what I thought, too.
That when, like, women dress for women, the club and the guys, like, thinking it's about them. It's like, no, like, if I could hang out with Beyonce at night, I'd hang out with Beyonce. If I could hang out with cool women, I hang out.
Right.
Like, the guys are just kind of like, you know, women.
And not like just Beyonce, the literal character, but like Beyonce, the metaphorical character, like the Beyonce in your circle. You know what I mean? Like, if I got
hang with my girl. Leave me alone, dude. But it's like going out with women is like going out and hanging out with your girls, and the guys just happen to get in the way of the fun of you and your girls going out. Like, you spend more time laughing about the guy. You may meet Prince Charming like 1 out of 100 times, but you're really going out with your girls to go out with your girls, not really to be the guy. And guys think it's about them. And, you know, girls, I'm just trying to hang out with my girls. So that's kind of the essence of the deep part of the song.
You can put your complete gentlemanly man, you know, Prince Charming on, but if you throw it at the wrong person who's there for their girl, it's like, man.
Wow, that's so dope.
All of us have fell into it.
Well, let's play it. So here you go. This is Wanna Be, and we'll be right back with All Kelsey Grass. Ooh, that song made me want to get my old butt up and dance. Y'all, I danced so hard at you guys' concert at Article. They just talked about me so bad.
That was great. That's one of my, I remember seeing you in the front, but that's one of my favorite things is like feeding off the crowd.
It's so much fun. That was really, really fun. And I would love to come to one of your dance parties in Atlanta. So how often do you do the dance parties in Atlanta?
Usually every couple months, but
So out of a year, we'll probably do like 4 or 5 dance parties. That's the kind of cool part of what it is that we do as All Cows Eat Grass, is that we produce shows, and so that's, you know, the big part of it for us is allowing people to see us in different venues and create different experiences with the music. You know, the big strength of ACG is kind of, especially in Atlanta, is the tribalism, for lack of a term. You know, we have a lot of friends and people that, you know, we connect with in different, you know, mediums and areas, you know, from working with Water, which is a production company down here, and working with just different camps, you know, and doing dance parties. So dance parties is just one part of our schedule. We do it, and it's cool. We pair with DJs that are pretty jamming in Atlanta, and the purpose of it is that we were going to these parties in Amsterdam and London and Paris and, you know, Moscow. We were going to these parties, and, you know, it was just, they were playing 4 on the Floor, and they were hitting it harder. Like, we're going to, you know, Barcelona, and, you know, the parties are going to, like, 5 o'clock. Okay. You come to Atlanta, and you just kind of have DJs, like, dialing it in. And that was kind of important for us, that if we were going to do an event, that the DJ aspect of the scenario was going to be legit and going to be something that was world class, and where people, you know, where DJs had to bring it. And that's the cool thing about the dance party is that we kind of perform, but it's really more about you dancing like you did when you was in college. Like, that's the big part. Yeah. And it's kind of part family reunion, because, you know, over the years of us being in Atlanta, we've garnered a good amount of just friends from different areas. And so, you know, throughout the year, whether it's doing homecoming or doing, you know, Afropunk, or it's doing whatever time of the year it is, you know, it's a cool place to kind of go in a scene that could be very unfriendly. You know, it's real inexpensive. It's like $10, you know, to go to the dance party, as opposed to you go to Atlanta and you got to stand in line and it's VIP and there's all this kind of other crap that you kind of have to deal with, as opposed to just getting in, dancing, not having to be pretentious, not having to wear your little heels, not having to just do whatever and just, like, dance and listen to some good music. And then, you know, because we're inspired, we perform, and it gives us a good place for us to play in front of a home crowd and really allow people to see the real essence of what it is we're doing without, you know, having to compromise too much. So that's kind of the ideal of the dance party. But, yeah, hopefully it's coming to, you know, Dallas and around the country. We really want to take
it. Yeah.
You know, especially with new music coming out. So if you want ACG to come to your town, please let us know. Yes. Like, seriously, we don't really have, like, you know, like, any filters. If you want us to come to your town, please talk to us, because, you know, we only can know based off of the energy that people tell us, because it's still a vacuum. With all the technology, we don't know where we have people that care about us. So if you want us to come, you know, we answer emails and stuff like this. So hit us up, and we'll try to make it happen. We ain't turning out no chicks. You know what I mean?
I know
it's nothing. So if you like what you're hearing, we definitely are trying to get to wherever, whether it's D.C. or New York. We, you know, and we've done some shows
in Dallas,
you know, Houston.
Dallas, that's right.
It's like, you know, we stay in Atlanta, so it's all within a half day's, you know.
2 hours, you know, on the flight.
On flight, so, I mean, you know, we are definitely trying to hit more places in 2017.
And then someone asked that question. I think we touched on it earlier, but someone posted, are you guys planning on touring next year? And I was thinking, you kind of touched on that. You wanted to wait till the new album came out. Mm-hmm. So they must have been late to the dance party. It's okay. we'll catch them up. So we have a couple other questions. Tiny wants to know, have you done any soundtrack or movie scores?
Not well, so. We've done some a little movie work. T had a song with Ndumbi, our great friend Ndumbi.
I love Ndumbi. She lives here in Dallas.
Yeah. Exactly. On the last fall, our good friend Matthew Cherry. Shout out to Matthew. It was called Nowhere. And so oddly enough, that's an ACG record that the only run of their record is actually on the last fall soundtrack. That doesn't exist.
Wow.
Real. So that's kind of an extra song that's like out there. It's called Nowhere. And it's on the last fall with Lance Gross and all those folks. So that was probably the one of the second or third places. T had a placement back in the day. If you want to go back and see Baby T. Baby T is seriously, like, you know, T was in the cult classic Hustle and Flow.
Wow.
He did, he produced and played the keys, played the piano in a scene called, where he did a song called Change My Name. And so if you go back, it's like the scene where Terrence Howard is in the first meet, is in the church and he's crying and T's playing. And he wrote the arrangement for the young lady singing, and that was T's first movie placement. And so that's the second one. That's the first one. The second one was last fall. Now, and we have Wannabe is going to be in the film score for Matthew Cherry's Nine Rides that was critically acclaimed in Sundance and all that kind of stuff. So that's coming out this year, but we're always looking for more placements.
Yes, you know? We are. So
that's, hey, I would love to see you hear you guys on the on Insecure.
That's true.
Yes, we would.
Yes, we would too.
You guys would be so freaking perfect for that. You know, right. We gotta write it. We're gonna have to do a petition and write in and say, put All Cows Eat Grass on Insecure.
Yeah, exactly.
Please,
I started.
Let them know, please.
Like we have a big group over here. We don't play. So, Oliver, who's in the group right now, he says, he's from Memphis, Oliver Gross. I don't know if you know him or not. But he says he wants y'all to come home back to Memphis. He said, I admit I've slept on y'all, but I'm paying attention now.
Yeah, we want to come home. It's going to happen in 2017.
For sure.
You know, a big part of it for us is just making sure that the vibe is right and that we're able to give people the best experience. That's the biggest thing for us is making sure that the experience is authentic. And, you know, but yeah, we're coming though. We're definitely coming.
So all of your EPs, they have different kind of cool names, right? So the Cool Collection. Then you have the Be Cool, the Milk, the Cool as Hell, Self Help. I mean, what are these names? Where are these names coming from?
One thing that we have is this manifesto called the Cool Manifesto. And so it talks about just the concept of cool. So being from Memphis, you know, one of the big parts of growing up as in a city school is the idea of being cool. Like, you know, we never had like parents that had a whole lot of money. So you have to kind of fake it till you make it from the standpoint of like fashion, you know, so you have to do the thrift store stuff. You got to do like the layaway and the Stein Mart and Molons, you know, stuff
like, your best friend's clothes,
you know,
clothes,
yeah, right? Buy your best friend's
clothes. You got the Jordans, you got the polos.
My mom was the candy lady. My mom was like the candy lady just to make sure I had back to school clothes. You know that? My mom was definitely. We had like the pickles with the peppermint. My mom was like the candy lady for the whole summer. You know, just so we can get, you know, school clothes, stuff like this. So it's really like being fly was always something that parents were and that they wanted their kids to be just because, you know, I mean, growing up in the South and our parents were always dressed head to toe fly just because of Jim Crow. You know what I'm saying? Like you had to make sure that at least your clothes were clean. And so our parents always instilled in us an idea of no matter how much money we have, we're going to look neat and look respectable. And so be cool and cool and make it look cool. So the first EP is the Milk EP. And so it stands for Make It Look Cool. And that record was really important. This is when we knew we had something, because that's the ideal of what we were trying to do is, man, you know, we balling on the budget. And so, you know, with all this stuff we're doing, you know, so I think that it's important to kind of shout out to all the regular people that's just kind of doing it with the 9 to 5 and able to go out to the club on the weekend and, you know, and spend their little dollars and, you know, just kind of have a regular life during a recession, you know, and doing the way we live into. So I think that it's like the whole cool metaphor speaks to trying to be cool under the pressure of immense heat that you kind of deal with as a struggling working class kind of millennial, whether you black or white or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It speaks to still, like, you know, balling on the budget, you know.
Just being like that's one thing when I met the fellas that I really, like, admired about each of them is that they have their own thing, and I literally thought they were just so cool, just between the way they dress, the music they listen to, the history, the politics, everything they knew and talked about, like, everything about them was so dope. And me, like, as a freshman, sophomore in college, like, figuring out who I want to be, figuring out life goals, it was really inspirational. They told me, you know, be yourself. be fly, love what you love, do what you do.
So let's play something else off of the album. What would you guys like for me to play this time?
Selfish. Selfish.
All right. Selfish, love yourself, right?
Yeah.
And so we'll play it, and then we'll come back and we'll chat with you guys about it. So if you guys are just joining us, this is All Cows Eat Grass, and they are amazing, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with him right after this.
A little selfish. Sometimes do that leads you the most. And sometimes do that you need to show. Just how to live your life. And that's fine. Cause if you forget to be a little selfish, to love someone else. So that's why it's smart to first love yourself. Then go and live your life, and you'll be fine. If you really love yourself, baby, tell me, do you really love yourself? Is that all I need? I wonder, do you love yourself? Ooh, wait, I wanna know.
I know.
Okay, you guys okay now? Y'all were all over the place.
I'm sorry. My phone's dying.
Your phone was dying? Oh, my phone's always dead. It lives in a perpetual state of death. So, Selfish. I'm a serial phone killer, but Selfish, what's that about? I love the fact that we need more songs that tell us to love ourselves, because a lot of people are struggling, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's appropriate that the song comes on the album Self Help. I think it's really just about going inward and remembering that you come first. And I think that's important.
I think a lot of us, especially a lot of women, tend to give everything to other people and not give to them. And that's perfect.
Yeah.
Jeff, what are you doing? I think Jeff forgets I can see him.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So yes, let me see if there's anybody more questions in here. Hang on. They have just posted all kinds of stuff in here. Where is it? Okay. History, politics. Y'all are a mess.
Yeah, man. That's kind of a byproduct of, you know, we're kind of like
how y'all get along.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Terrence and I still have all our jokes when we were like in sixth grade, and so we just recycle those. And Renika laughs at them. That's the problem, that she just kind of, you know, she's as immature as us. So, you know, it's kind of like she laughs at all our jokes. That's kind of, you know, how she's able to stay around originally. It's like, yeah, that's why we laugh at our little managed jokes.
So, you guys. T,
hey.
Am I getting this wrong? Were you MD for Janelle Monae, or is that wrong?
Yeah, I was MD for Janelle from like 04 to 2016.
Yeah. So I know that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can actually hear the sound. I mean, to me, I can hear all your sound in Janelle Monae's music. To me, that's just my opinion.
We've been acquainted for so long, man. Like,
yeah.
I think it goes back to what Jeff was mentioning. The Atlanta community has been kind of overlapping these artists, all of us, Janelle and Outkast and Jazzpicks.
Yeah.
And everybody, it's been a very communal vibe for, like you said, like a decade now.
Yeah, so, I mean, because the original thing was that, you know, T and Janelle played together, and then Jazzpicks was the original band for Janelle.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so the first band is Scar. It was Scar's band. It was Janelle's band, and it was Jazzpicks. They were all kind of, you know, when they first were developing, you know. So when you go back, you'll hear Janelle on, you know, all of the Jazzpicks, you know, Peachtree Blues.
That's right. That's right.
You know, My First Love, to go back from there, from the first Jazzpicks record, you know, to, you know, to 2012 on the last, on the Polka Dotted Stripe. And so.
Find My Way to Love.
That was, yeah, Shantae Khan.
Yeah.
Oh, Shantae Khan. I love that.
Yeah.
But that's still some amazing, I know, I got the albums right here. I have all the Jazzpicks albums too.
Yeah.
But so that's when I remember learning about Janelle Monae.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, you know, so that's the cool thing about it, is it's a great community, and all of us, you know, literally grew up in the industry together, you know. So T was out with Janelle from jump, and I became Janelle's tour manager like 2009, and then Renika came out around like 2012, and we all, you know, Renika was the production assistant. She's still the production assistant. I'm the touring production manager, and you know, it was
that's when we wrote, you know, all of the ACEG songs. Was kind of we were having this kind of shared experiences. I remember the first time T and I were like in Paris, you know, and that's kind of a crazy kind of thing, because being two kids from Memphis, and we spent the 4th of July in Paris, our first time in Paris.
Way before Jay-Z and
Kanye. Way before niggas in Paris or whatever. So this kind of like being in Paris and, you know, being from Memphis, man, it's this real thing of like, you're not going to see beyond. I got friends that don't leave South Memphis. You know, so I got family members that can't go to North Memphis. You know, T got family, like, T from North Memphis and I'm from South Memphis. And so we're naturally rivals. We end up, our parents got us in good schools or whatever, but even when we first met each other, we had the kind of neighborhood rivalry that's going on, and music was a thing that allowed us to kind of be friends.
Really? I mean, it's a very serious thing. Music is what music
saved
us.
It saved us. Like,
that's awesome.
It made us not be enemies, to be perfectly honest, because we were so prompted to be that based upon like what we had learned over the years. Not to make it heavy or anything, but we were very prompted to be rivals, and the music, it was like, yo, you know about D'Angelo and Erykah Badu?
Yeah.
I don't know any sixth graders listening to Erykah Badu and D'Angelo, so you're going to be my friend.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what the tie that binds it, you know, is all friendships, you know, just whether it's, that's the cool thing about being around Wonderland Campus, that, you know, all of us, it started from a very innocent T and Janelle playing in dorms and Jazzpicks making music at somebody's house, you know, and just everybody had real humble kind of beginnings. It you know, we had these kind of big grand ideas, but it all started as something that we had to get out of us, you know, and something that we had that was just opportunities that were kind of placed in front of us, and we just kind of, you know, did what God kind of put in front of us, for lack of a better
term. Yes. So, I remember, Jeff, were you with Jazzpicks when I met you guys at the bar that's down the street from my house called Brooklyn's?
Brooklyn?
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Brooklyn's.
I met you guys a long time ago.
I knew we knew you. I just couldn't place exactly where. I mean, of course, we've known you over the years, but I knew we met you back in the day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I lived down the street in the building on the same street, and so I just went down there one day, and I did not even know you guys were there. I just showed up, and you guys were there, and I was like, who the hell is this? They are so jamming. Then I came up and started speaking to you guys, and that's how I met you, and I got a couple of you guys' numbers and started following Jazzpicks and started putting your music on my radio station. It was just amazing, you know?
Shout out to Jay. Throw your Jays up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Throw your Jays up. I know all that. It's nothing about those.
Shout out to Candace J with the sample.
Yeah, right.
And if you guys weren't familiar, I mean, this is, I was so sad when Jazzpicks was no more. I was like almost in tears, like, oh no, Jazzpicks is not together. But then when I found out, it was by accident that I found you guys, I just started trolling online for music. And I'm like, oh, Kelsey Grass, let me check this out. And I'm like, this sounds familiar. And I was just very happy to find out that you guys were kind of affiliated with it, and I knew I was going to love it just from, you know, the whole Jazzpicks connection. It's just dope. So
Wow, thank you.
Just happy that you guys are back out here making great, great music. This is just perfect for us. So look, somebody's like, Brooklyn's was the best. So we would love. Someone said they originally heard Jazzpicks on our station. So shout out to Andrea who posted that. Yay! But I want to play, you know, I want to play something else from your album, and then we got to tell everybody how to find you, where to follow you, how to buy your music, because that's really important. But can we play, I mean, I'm so torn. Sometimes I'm 54, right? And I feel sometimes like, Francis, you're too old to be liking this music. Good music's for everybody, you know? And like, I'm in the car listening for the likes, you know, I'm like, I mean, I can play this entire album. Someone posted that they loved the song Keisha in the group and wanted to know who did the production.
T. Brown. That's the origin.
I figured T. Brown, you guys, you do all the production, right, T?
Mostly. It's safe to say I'm lead producer, but I think everybody in this coming album has a little bit of hand in production, especially I Am Jeff Coverin.
Yeah, okay. And, that's
Nika Ray's doing a lot of writing, so it's growing, it's developing. But yeah, I've prior to now, yes, I've done a majority of production.
Well, then let's play. So between let's play you. I'll let go ahead and pick it. I mean, they're still for so, the likes is still there.
I mean,
I need some help.
Main squeeze.
Main squeeze. Let's do main squeeze.
Okay. Cool. All right. All right, you guys, this is Main Squeeze, and we'll be right back. And the girl said, you got to call me Drea. Okay. Anyway, we're going to play Main Squeeze, and we'll be right back. Continue speaking with All Cows Eat Grass right here on Cafe Chat.
Cause now we cool, girl. Cause all day.
And we're back, and I am truly enjoying myself. I'm just cheesing over here just as big. But somebody found the picture of us at Art of Cool Festival and posted it in the group when I saw you guys in Durham.
Yes.
Renika, your hair was kind of really super cute on that picture.
Thank you. And what picture?
It's a picture of all of us at Art of Cool. After I saw you guys, you were in the press room, and then I caught up with you guys in the hallway.
Yeah.
Hey, right on.
Thank you.
Shout out to Art of Cool.
Exactly. But that was really cool. So tell everybody where they can find you, if you have a website, where they can buy your music. I mean, that's what we're here for, is sell records.
Yeah, we are aceg.com. You can find us online on social media, aceg_music. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify.
Tidal,
Google.
Yeah, all this stuff. It's only like one All Cows Eat Grass, but definitely like on Instagram, it's those handles. But yeah, we out here. And if you go to the website, you'll get all of the, to weareaceg.com, it makes things a lot easier because you can get all the music, you see the videos, mm-hmm. you get to see, all different kind of randomness from ACEG. So it's kind of cool.
So Tasha has one last question, and she wants to know, do you guys have any new videos on the horizon?
So I guess that's a good time to kind of plug for the new music.
Yes.
Yeah, music very, very soon. Q2, before the summertime. Something to get your summertime fine. Some cool new ACG music. It'll be an album. So, it'll be a good amount of music to kind of ride through your summertime. And, you'll have stuff coming out very, very soon and visuals and all that good stuff. Very, very soon.
All right. Well, we have truly enjoyed you. So what's going to happen now is I'm just going to line up all the rest of your music from the other albums and this one. What's ever left on this one is just going to be like All Cows Eat Grass Marathon.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't know their music, you're about to learn it.
For real dance party, that's what's up.
That's right. It's like a for real dance party on the radio. So I am very happy and thankful that you guys took some time out to spend talking to me tonight and very excited about your new and upcoming album. And we'll be looking forward to it. Please let us know when you're ready to release something and throw it our way so we can help you promote it and sell some records. And I look forward to seeing you guys in 2017, and I mean that.
Hey, we'll be out here.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
I know. Yeah, basically I'll see you soon. How about that?
Yes, basically.
Well, listen, guys, I've totally enjoyed you. Thank you so much. And to everybody that spent some time here tonight, you could be watching Monday Night Football, but you're hanging out here with me.
Thanks.
And All Cows Eat Grass, and it is much appreciated. And so you guys are about to enjoy a All Cows Eat Grass marathon, and you'll get a chance to really know who they are. But make sure you mainly go out and support them by buying their music. That's really what it's all about here. So thank you guys so much again, and I will personally look forward to seeing you soon. And have a great rest of the night.
Thank you so much.
You.
I'll take care.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Peace.